Last night, Seattle's Ethiopian community gathered to say a final goodbye to Hannah Williams. That came just hours after the girl's adoptive parents were sentenced to decades in prison for her death. The Cedro Woolley couple, Larry and Carrie Williams, were accused of starving, beating, and forcing Hannah outside as punishment. The couple had adopted Hannah from Ethiopia in 2008. A few dozen members of Seattle's Ethiopian community attended the sentencing in Mount Vernon and organized last night's vigil. KUOW's Liz Jones was there and brings us some voices from a community still mourning this loss.
This is the statement that was read in the court representing the Ethiopian community. Hannah, your name means grace. Today you are known by a different name.
A little girl who came to America with a hope that she was loved and wanted to be a daughter.
She probably never knew there's a community that could have supported her and that could have showed her love.
For me, saying goodbye to Hannah, learn from this. Let's help the other adopted parents. Tell them that you do have a place to ask for help. You're not the only one here.
I am an adoptive mom of an Ethiopian-born daughter who's 5 and a half. We came here today to help celebrate the life of Hannah Alemu.
How old is Hannah right now, if she was alive right now?
Okay. We call this nefro, and we use it during a mourning when you mourn. There's wheat and garbanzo beans. Yeah, wheat and garbanzo beans. It's time to heal. And everybody's going to heal. Everybody was bitter about it. Now we have to heal and come together to just say one last time goodbye. Rest in peace.
Those voices from Seattle's Ethiopian community included Meti Mulugeta, Abraham Kasai, Lydia Asafa Dawson, and Andrea Bruner. Those voices gathered by KUOW's Liz Jones.